Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. It is not unusual to see people swimming in the height of summer in Seattle, Washington. But this is autumn. The salt water of Puget Sound is 13 degrees Celsius, and the air is not much warmer. That is why you can hear the involuntary sounds at the start of a group swim. 43-year-old Mike Tanner enters the water first. He works with technology and lives near Seattle. At a time when other people might go to Hawaii or Mexico, he chooses chilly Puget Sound.
You know, I usually swim from about May until end of November in open the water, and then I go back to the pool again and wait for May again.
Mike Tanner jokes that he is not very intelligent. He says swimming in open water is a challenge for him. He also says he gets bored in a pool. He wants something a little more exciting. On this day, Mr. Tanner has paid to join a guided group called a swim excursion. Most of the people wear wetsuits to cover more of their bodies than traditional swimsuits. More than 10 swimmers are in the group. They follow an orange kayak for a 1.5-kilometer saltwater swim. Gila Muir paddles the first of the support boats.
A swim excursion is not a race. That's the primary differentiation. It's an expedition, it's an adventure.
Gila Muir has turned the idea into a business called Say Yes to Life Swims. She began swimming a lot after her 40th birthday. The Seattle businesswoman soon recognized there were enough other enthusiastic swimmers around to support her company. She questions why anyone would pay to swim in a community pool.
Why pay to swim when you can just go down and jump in yourself? It's for the camaraderie, as you can see, the incredible enthusiasm, the feeling of support.
She spoke during a stop at a beach. There, the group gathered around a small fire to warm up after their swim. They ate fish and chips and drank hot chocolate. The establishment of Ms. Muir's business 3 years ago shows the increased interest in open water swimming in the Northwest United States. Kelly Reynolds of Seattle is one of the newest converts to the sport. She says she swam in college 2 years ago, but she does not want to race in swimming pools anymore. She says she does not want to see how slow she is. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Recently, a government official said young Taiwanese are more likely to want a safe job than show an interest in starting a business. This way of thinking is different from their parents' generation and modern mainland Chinese. Marcia James has more.
In October, a Taiwan negotiator to China warned that Taiwanese lacked what he called aggressiveness and an enterprising spirit. He warned against being a sheep following others in the face of fast-growing China. The rarely heard criticism by a public official points to growing concern in Taiwan that young people are more likely to prefer a safe job to starting their own business. This way of thinking is different from that of their parents and modern mainland Chinese. This preference for safe jobs threatens new business startups on the island. Officials say such businesses are important for Taiwan's future as an exporter of goods from plastics to electronic products. Officials want Taiwanese to keep inventing and investing so they can remain competitive against other areas. Yanlin Fu is a publisher of books on Taiwanese history. He says parents in Taiwan guide their adult children to look for safe jobs and schools and provide little motivation. He says young Taiwanese people care most about the quality of life. He adds that this preference relates to history and that modern parents want their children to lead a safe life after college. Yanlin Fu calls Taiwan's education system peaceful. He says there is no pressure for students who study hard. But young people in mainland China are pushed harder to compete. The reason? Their parents and schools. Tony Fu is an economist in Taipei. He says Taiwan now risks being surpassed by China. China is already a less costly manufacturing base and a larger consumer market. World Bank reports show that Chinese high technology exports have risen from 5% to 26% of exports since the 1990s. In Taiwan, the number of people taking the civil service test for first-time government jobs nearly doubled between 2002 and 2012. About 0.5% of those who took the first exam last year were offered employment. Younger Taiwanese and their parents consider government jobs among the island's most secure. Fear of risk has also appeared in Taiwan's prized high-tech industry. Jay Yin is deputy director with the Market Intelligence and Consulting Institute in Taipei. He says younger people fear the cost of starting a business. He says younger Taiwanese are not bad at inventing things, but he says there are fewer young people interested in launching businesses because of the risk they must take. He says most people work for large information technology companies. Jay Yin calls this a cultural problem and says people are conservative. He notes that starting a company could take years. He says one does not know in the beginning how long it will take to earn a profit. His group found that Taiwanese high-tech inventors were more interested in starting businesses around 2000, when internet use was growing. It says there was a pullback as industry competition intensified. I'm Marcia James.
And that's our program for today. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.